Cash is still king for our livestock markets. I'm Danielle Drotzman with your Farm News Update. We continue to see cash at a distinct premium from our futures markets on both our cattle and hog markets. And Chip Nellinger with Blue Reef Agri-Marketing says that's especially true for cattle.
Yeah, I think that's the name of the game. It looks like Southern cash is going to be $2 to $3 higher. Obviously, that Southern cash market is well under where the North is. And you look out where June live cattle closed yesterday, and there's a huge discount there. So it's the cash market that's driving it. Doesn't show like there's any give in sight here. And we've got, about three and a half weeks here before we have to converge the front month June live cattle to the cash market. And the cash market just seems like it goes up every week. So that's certainly a bullish setup that we're seeing in the very short run here.
Pork is the cheaper protein right now, especially when compared to beef. And we're seeing August and later contracts posting all-time highs across our hog market. Are they just trying to keep up with cattle here?
Yeah, I think there's a little bit of that in there. I think that the strong summer months out here, you know, again, we're just getting into the prime grilling season here. I think the cheaper pork product prices are competing and, you know, very competitive with record high beef prices here. That's probably a help. Export sales continue to be really good on the pork, 36,400 metric tons this morning. China taking a big chunk of that, whereas the beef sales only 9,000. So demand looks like it's firing on all cylinders on the pork side. Our numbers, you know, aren't burdensome. And it's like the market is comfortable here for the time being, trading well north of 100 for these summer month contracts. So that's a good sign this early on in June for our hogs. But I don't think we can take our eyes off the ball there. We got to watch, you know, these markets and still manage risk out there, because it certainly is subject to headline risk and political risk and, you know, geopolitical tensions out there as well.
With your farm news update, I'm Danielle Drotzman.